I'm Hugo Desler from Farming Secrets. We've got the pleasure to have online Ron and Bev Smith from Fish Creek and Jean Belstead from Lee and Gaffer. And this is a Talk the Walk, which follows from our Walk the Talk, which was a DVD. So welcome, Ron and Bev. Are you there?
Yes, we're both here.
We're both, yes.
And Jean, are you there? Jean Belstead.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
and I'm from Currumburra, not Lee and Gaffer.
Okay, thank you. Jean, Ron, you might like to just introduce yourself very briefly as to what you do down there and maybe even your connection with Jean. But can we hear from you, Ron?
Okay. Yeah, well, Bev and I started farming down here in 1978, and we bought the farm in 1980. And in about 1988, somewhere around there, we first came across the homeopathics. We had a cow with mastitis, and we were at a little field day, and this woman was talking on homeopathics. It wasn't Jean at the time. And she said, you know, that we just needed this... This little bottle of stuff to actually work for mastitis. And so we ended up bringing one home and trying it, and it actually did do what the woman said it would do. And we started exploring it, and I think it would have been in the early 90s that we came across Jean, and we've sort of been working together pretty much ever since with the homeopathics.
Jolly good.
Yeah.
And you're a dairy farmer down there?
Yep, we're organic dairying. We have been certified since 1989 with NASA, and currently supplying the True Organic Dairy Farmers Co-op.
Right, thanks, Ron. Now, Jean, would you like to briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, I was born on a dairy farm and grew up knowing nothing else but farming. But then we had dairy cows and a few sheep, horses, show horses, and I started training sheep and cattle dogs from when I was a fairly young age. A bit later on, I got interested in vitamins and how good they are for you, and they led to flower essences and homeopathics. And around 1983, I was milking cows for someone else at that time, and there was one cow came in so often with mastitis, it wasn't funny. And I thought, there's got to be some natural way of doing this. The blue stuff's not working. So we sat down and worked out. So I made a garlic tea and put that up each quarter. And she improved on that. So that instigated a few more thoughts. And homeopathics were the easiest way to go. So a whole lot of formulas were developed then. And as well as mastitis, we can treat heaps of other things. That's
good.
Pretty much in a nutshell. I've got five kids, and they've been reared homeopathically as well.
So, Jean, when you say you can treat other things, obviously you can treat other animals. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of the sort of animals and the sort of problems you have? Just very, very briefly, like an index type of way of talking. What animals have you covered?
All domestic animals have been covered, and especially dairy animals, because they seem to be the most prevalent ones that people want formulas for. Always treating them for something. There's an after-calving tonic. There's an appetite stimulant. This is going in alphabetical order if you want me to go through the whole lot.
Probably not. There's quite a few, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a few, yeah. It covers all normal problems.
We did most of those on the DVD, Jean.
Yes, we did. We did, yeah. There's also a list that was sent out, yeah.
Yeah, right. So it covers all sorts of farm animals other than dairy as well?
Yeah. If it's a human or an animal, it can be treated. It doesn't matter
okay.
if it's a goat or a cow. If they both have mastitis, they get the same treatment.
Right. And some of the major problems that farmers would get that you can treat, what would they be?
Well, mastitis is
mastitis. Sorry?
Foot rot. Scours in calves. That's another big one. Fertility. A lot of people find that using this female fertility formula, they get a lot of heifer calves as well. That's probably to do with alkaline body. Parasites. That's a monthly one. Every full moon. Get quite a few for photosensitization. Pink eye is a big one too. They're the main ones.
Yeah. With a pink eye, you have the two types of pink eye. You have one where it's actually damaged by, you know, grass seeds or that's, and the other one with, the other one. So do you cover both the sort of pink eye damage?
Yes. Yes, the one formula covers both, And it's best to put it in the drinking troughs in the season that you normally get pink eye to prevent it. Prevention's much better than cure.
Yeah.
It's a hard one to cure, too, if they've had it for a while. But the sooner you can get onto it, the better it is, much better.
Jean, quite often farmers will tell me that that they're in a different part of Australia where they have a different climate conditions, very dry or very wet, and they have different problems. So do your products work in different climatic conditions in Australia?
Yes, so they work anywhere in the world. Whatever the problem the animal has, it'll address the problem in the animal. It doesn't matter about the season or the climate. If they have the problem, we treat that problem.
And when Jean, when it comes to internal parasites and external parasites, that they rather than explain it now, that they can be covered by homeopathics?
Yes. They're a moon. The parasites go with the moon, and the full moon is when they're most active in the body, and that's the time to zap them. So if you dose your animals, dose your troughs every full moon, then you'll keep it under control much easier. If they're infested and really bad, dose them weekly for a little while, for 6 weeks or so, and then you can go monthly.
Right. Now, Ron and Bev and Jean, would you like to sort of start up a bit of a dialogue as to what's happened on the farm, and then we just use some examples that Jean has found elsewhere other than your farm? So, Ron, do you want to start the ball rolling?
Yep, well, I've just been around all the water troughs and put the pink eye formula in them. I do that weekly at this time of the year. Every Monday morning I'll go around all the stock water troughs and do exactly as Jean said, just put a squirt in each trough, and we haven't seen any pink eye at all, whereas it's been quite prevalent around the area, and we have quite a lot of long grass because we're using the holistic grazing pattern as well, so they do get their eyes in the grass at times, and it seems to work really, really well. We've used this over a few years now, and it's been very effective.
They've just picked up a calving tonic formula today too. So, what are you going to do with that? It's pretty obvious, but how are you going to be using that?
Yep, that'll be in the water trough as well. We usually, when the cows dry off, I use the mass formula, which is a good one for keeping the mastitis and the control when the cows are dry. And also I use a bit of apple cider vinegar, about 20 ml per cow per day, so a couple of litres per 100 cows. And I guess every second or third day I'll go around where the dry cows and the springers are and put a little bit of fermented apple cider vinegar in the water trough. And also coming up to calving, we're using the calving tonic, and probably a little bit late to be putting it out, but we're going to put that out this year as well. So
Jean, what are the benefits of the calving homeopathic?
Yeah, the benefits of that are, I can rattle those off. I've got my book right here. It increases the tone of the uterus, promotes easier birth, aids in preventing milk fever, it's an anti-miscarriage, gives the cow some strength, and it has ingredients in it that will protect the unborn calf from scours. And so once the calf is born...
And the other question, Jean, is like not only dairy farmers can use these sort of things as well, but beef farmers and sheep. And you would find that not all farmers have water troughs. Some of them have small dams. And how would you go putting them into a dam like that? Would the vibrations still be the same through a dam as they would be in a water trough?
Well, I wouldn't think so, but you have a story about somebody who put two drops in a dam and it seemed to work. With the water trough idea, as the trough refills, there's movement in the water and that keeps repotentising for a while.
Yep.
The remedy that you've put in it. Yeah.
Yeah, the only other thing that I could think of, like in a dam, when you get a breeze or a reasonable wind blowing, you get quite a bit of wave action. And I think it would still actually work with the wave action.
Yeah. I think it would have to work because once you've introduced that energy, the energy goes right through all the water. And as we know, water has a memory, and it knows that remedy is there. Another idea someone emailed me this morning too, if you've got a dam and you don't want to dose that, but this lady does a mineral mix that she mixes herself, adding the formula to the mineral mix that they can lick it. It's a little bit the same as going to the trough for a dose.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite a good idea too.
Yeah.
So products can you put in the water trough?
Anything.
Anything.
Unless the animal is in an acute stage, like it might be down or something like that, or really sick. Then you'd need to dose maybe every hour, every half hour. The frequency of the dosing is what does the trick rather than just one big dose. So
I found that with children
animal...
too.
Sorry, what was that?
When I've had sick children, I found that is very important to give it maybe an hour, at quarter of an hour, then move it to half an hour, a couple of hours, and then move on to an hour.
That's right, yes.
And you would actually change the remedy as they're getting better as well?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
As others were indicated, yes. But basically I kept the rescue remedy up as an alternate one.
Mm-hmm.
That was for pneumonia or threatened pneumonia, and I used the appropriate, which I can't remember because Daryl's probably 26 years older. So I can't remember. It worked very well.
Don't you, after a while?
I should have written down everything.
That's right, yes. My youngest daughter came home from the Currumburra show a week ago. Somebody had thrown a bottle and her head happened to be in the way and everybody's wanting her to go to the hospital and get stitches, and somebody else looked at it the day after. Definitely she needs stitches. But she's going pretty well now. We put she had arnica and I put colloidal silver on it so there was no infection. She had tetanus toxin homeopathic, and comfrey tincture I put straight onto the wound too. I put colloidal silver on one time and the tincture on the next time. And, yeah, she's back at school and all pretty much healed up.
And did she need the stitches? Jean,
no,
did she need stitches?
Up. No, she didn't need the stitches, no. No, it's healed across very nicely.